Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you for joining us on this ninth day of November, Monday edition, 2009. We've got John Ronson, documentary filmmaker, best-selling author of films like Them, and of course, Men Who Stare at Goats, to talk about the new George Clooney film that is coming out in theaters, is out in some theaters around the world already. So he will be joining us today to discuss his research into the psychic soldier program going on inside the Pentagon. Of course, we've had General Albert Stubblebine on many times, and they're back on tomorrow to talk about the whole swine flu inoculation situation. So that is coming up tomorrow with General Stubblebine, but we'll be talking to John Ronson today about that and a host of issues, because there was a time when John Ronson would sit around making jokes about the New World Order and world government. I've since seen him on CNN and other places pretty much apologize to conspiracy theorists and say, oh, I guess you were right. I guess it is world government. And that is what we're seeing on CNN, Fox, CNBC, MSNBC. They're announcing, yeah, world government's here. But world government's what we need to save the planet. And yeah, it's going to be run by some private interests, but so what? That's for everybody's own good. In fact, I played part of a CNBC clip last night where they had this big equity management, investment management company on saying, oh, yes, the next move is world government. But I ran out of time playing the clip. He explains because Americans are basically lazy. And Americans don't produce anything, yes, thanks to globalization, which the globalists stated was meant to get us into this position. Now, the mindless yuppies did believe that manufacturing nothing and being a service economy was going to be wonderful. That was before they trained their Indian and Chinese replacements. And they don't rebel ever when they say, you're now hiring your replacement. Train him. You'll be fired in 3 months. Oh, thank you. You mean I get my pay cut and I'm fired in 3 months? Yes. Now, train your replacement. Oh, good. I love it. I love globalization. It's so much fun. And then after the United States is deindustrialized and Western Europe is deindustrialized, Asia will implode and so will Africa and Latin America. It's designed to do that. Zero growth and then negative growth. This is eugenics. This is the elite turning the resources off. To you, to me, to all of us. This is cold-blooded. These are cold-blooded people we are dealing with. Cold-blooded, period. Obviously, they passed the health care legislation in the House, and there's all this playing possum going on in the New York Post and the Associated Press and CNN and ABC News. Oh, don't worry, it's not going to pass the Senate. Just like, don't worry, it's not going to pass the House. They told you that in the last month. Oh, it did, didn't it? Just like, don't worry, they're not going to pass cap and trade in the House. Oh, they did. Oh, don't worry, it won't pass out of the Senate committee. Oh, it did. Because the system wants this, and so it's a military tactic. They're going to tell you that they're not assaulting when this is the big assault right now. Make no mistake, this is it. They're going to pass it all, barring America. Stay with us. It's all coming up.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides, oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The Freeze-Dry Guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the 9th day of November, 2009. Thank you so much for joining us. We have several new affiliates picking up the radio broadcast this week. We'll plug them a little bit later. So get your pens and papers ready so you can hear the call letters and frequency for more AM and FM stations, hopefully in your area. Okay, I want to go over the financial news. Obviously, I want to cover the passage, the late night sneak attack by the Sea Hag mobster lady, Nancy the Looter Pelosi. And I also want to go over the latest Fort Hood shooting information. This is looking more and more suspicious by the minute. But every time I'm in a grocery store, I am shocked by Newsweek and Time magazine covers, and I'm forced to buy them. It was a month ago that Newsweek had the cover, The Case for Killing Granny, with the image of a plug pulled out of a wall, and it said, we got to kill the old people because we have a socialist healthcare system now, and we've all got to pay for it. As if in a free market, we just wouldn't develop better medical systems, better drugs, more medical systems, more diversity of medical systems, and that's part of the economy. That's what gives 6.5 billion people something to do. But no, the globalist model is minimize, shrink the size of the resources, limit resources, play everyone else off against each other for resources. Cut currency and credit. Control the population. That's the next phase. The bankers have created all this largesse, gotten everybody in debt, created a fiat money system. Now they're getting rid of that. They have stated they want to destroy the existing system and bring in a neo-feudalistic serf slave system. These are quotes from the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 96. These are quotes from EcoScience. These are quotes from Maury Strong, the head of the Biosphere Planetary Initiative for the United Nations. Anyone who listens to NPR has heard them snicker and brag about the good part of the implosion of the economy is that our carbon footprint's smaller. The carbon monoxide's killing the planet. And then they giggle and snicker because it's real funny to be these criminals. They know it's a sick joke. They're a gang of pirates that talk to you in a motherly voice. Everything's all right. This is NPR. All things considered, it's soothing. It's nice. Just like when you domesticate a horse, you don't tell the Mustang that you've trained and fed and gotten into the pen that you're finally putting a bridle on and load up here on the truck, load up here in the trailer. I'm going to take you for some more sweet carrots, baby. They don't tell you that they're taking you to the glue factory for your hooves and teeth and cartilage to be used. The rest of you is going to be chopped up for dog food or shipped to France where they like horse steak. It's all in a sweet, loving voice. Margaret Sanger in Time Magazine's Woman of the Year, who said black people aren't humans and we've got to pose as liberals so we can exterminate them. We've got to get them on welfare, get them dependent on us so we can kill these animals. And she's like, oh, liberal, oh, it's so liberal. And then they're the ones always posing, fighting Nazism and getting everybody divided along the lines of race in the name of multiculturalism, always hyping everyone's differences, always hiding in plain view who they are, the Nazi killers. And it's the same thing with Al Gore. This is a stated eugenicist who wants global one-child policies. And Newsweek is at it again. A month ago, the cover is The Case for Killing Granny. And the Newsweek, the week before that, had an article with the Grim Reaper leading somebody off about how beautiful it is that people are committing suicide even when they aren't sick. And now it's one thing to have the government legalize you killing yourself, but now should the government kill you? See, oh, they're now to that point. After all, you're a happy 35-year-old law degree yuppie. You don't want to pay. You don't want to have the pain of thinking about your parents dying. Just call them animals and pull the plug and then get their money. And then your kids will get your money. But so what? The first time there's any pain, the first time there's any adversity, kill yourself. And then I have to read this. Newsweek, the thinking man's thinking man, Al Gore's new plan for the planet. And there's an apple falling, a green apple, as if he's the new Newton. This is a guy who said he invented the Internet. And he said, I invented the Internet. The Internet was around 20 years before he was in the U.S. Senate. But he invented it. Al Gore's new plan for the planet. See, they need a front man. Oh, it's Al Gore's plan. I didn't read British House of Lords documents in the Milner Group from 1912, how they were going to stage World War I and then World War II and bring in the UN and how they would fund rabble-rousers in Italy and Germany who would be their agents and then they would turn on them. And then now it's been declassified that Adolf Hitler and Mussolini were both paid by MI5 and OSS. That's why Hitler said, I have a treaty with you. Your king is a Nazi. Edward VIII, what are you doing? We had a deal. Of course, I'm not saying Hitler was good because he got double-crossed. I'm saying the people that double-crossed him were even worse. It's now declassified. But I don't need it to be declassified. I can read about Milner in 1912. These people are thinking 100 steps ahead. And unless we grow up and admit what we're facing, we have no chance, no chance of beating these people. The thinking man's thinking man. Al Gore's new plan for the planet. Oh, well, you see, Al Gore, when Al Gore was a little CIA operative right out of college, he studied and worked with people, go research it, like John P. Holdren and Paul R. Ehrlich and Ann H. Ehrlich. Guess what they wrote? They wrote the 1,100-page Eco-Science, how they put poison in the water to sterilize you and brain damage you, and how they need to reduce world population by at least 80%. See, Al Gore is just a complete arrogant pitch man, and they go, man, he's a good liar. Put him up. Al Gore has made over $1 billion in the last 2 years alone off all of his green scams, because they're going to tell you what you can build, where you can work, how you can live. They've listed carbon dioxide as a deadly poison. Everything else is a deadly poison. Anything that's a gas, basically. Lesser gases, noble gases, they don't care. Because they know they've got a dumbed-down, mindless public that will believe anything. And this article says he is the ultimate genius, almost like a god. He will save everyone. He is so incredible. There is no one better than Al Gore. He will reshape our planet and basically be the new Jesus Christ. I mean, it says it here on the cover. The thinking man's thinking man, Al Gore's new plan for the planet. Oh, it's a new plan. They just now got an idea for a global government. It's a new plan. That's what they keep saying all over the news. Every day, hundreds of articles. Go to Google, type in New World Order, Global Government, World Government, and you will get hundreds, some days thousands of new articles under news. Not web, news. Sunday Times of London, Financial Times, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, LA Times, AP, Reuters, hundreds and hundreds of papers. Every day, bare minimum. Going, oh, we just now got an idea. We just now figured out we're going to have a global government. You're going to pay carbon taxes. Oh, we just now figured it out. Here it is. Play the clip.
We're back with David Vickers, Chief Investment Officer, Nine Points Capital Partners, staying with us live out of Seattle, Washington. Dan, you guys are a hedge fund, and what you guys basically do is you try and catch breaks either the up or downside. Apparently with oil, also with gold, you've done the timing pretty right, God. And just as it started to oil up past 75, gold past 1,000, are you going to sit on those positions then?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, this is, I mean, you can think a lot about it and you can, you know, one day and, you know, have all these vacillations psychologically. But, you know, this is the time to, you know, to play ping pong, to, you know, pick up, you know, get involved in model making or something ridiculous. I mean, this is the time where you make money, where the trend develops. And so there's really not a lot to do with it. I mean, oil looks higher, gold looks higher, currencies look weaker, all for the reasons that we talked about before. I mean, you've got huge wage disparities. I don't know how that inevitably resolves itself. It may resolve itself in some type of a global currency crisis. And then if the global currency crisis unfolds, then inevitably you get, an alignment under a global world government, a new global currency, and a new world order. So we may be moving towards that.
Talk to us a little bit more about this currency crisis you see erupting. What does that assume about what's going to happen to the dollar?
Well, it assumes that the dollar will utterly get destroyed and become virtually worthless. You know, we have a combined, well, I mean, here's what we know. We know that if you can produce something, that this game that we have going on in the United States and on a planetary basis cannot perpetuate itself.
When we come back, we're going to finish up what he's saying, because this is the new spin. And everyone talks about what geniuses they are. Oh, these guys know about the global government. I just heard it on CNBC, exclusive. Then he goes on to say it's our fault and that we need to stop using the resources and it's for sustainability. See, that's the message. The bankers had to create a tsunami of fiat money to become trillionaires and take over your life, and now you're going to live on the other side of the tracks.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 9th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $1,110. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,140.36, $570.18 for a half ounce, or $285.09 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,140.36, $570.18, or $285.09.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
If you believe Obama is creating runaway inflation, I'll tell you how to profit from this insanity with a free kit. First, the facts. Obama is spending like a drunken sailor. $700 billion for TARP, $122 billion for AIG, more for Fannie and Freddie. The result? A deficit of over $1.8 trillion and the probability of interest rates going above 18% and inflation above 20%. Now the good news. Scott Smith, the former chief investment analyst at Credit Suisse and editor of Swiss Confidential, an investment newsletter, created a free inflation survival kit. The kit outlines how these circumstances created opportunities to turn $10,000 into as much as $431,000 in 12 to 18 months. If you're thinking about gold, get this free kit now by calling 888-314-8782. That's 888-314-8782. Or go to the website inflationsurvivalkit.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the
so suddenly, all over CNN, Fox, CNBC, MSNBC, they're going, oh, yeah, Al Gore and others have a plan. It's a global government, and it's going to tax all the carbon dioxide. Don't worry. The big banks are going to make up the world government, and they're going to save you from the rising seas and the apocalypse, and they're teaching children an apocalyptic new religion. And the media is admitting that it's a new religion, and Al Gore's new film is about how it's a religion now. They understand humans love religion. This is the global world government Gaia religion, and Gaia must have blood. Gaia must see people die. Gaia wants to freeze technological development for the general public. High-tech reservations on government and private facilities will be highly advanced. It'll be walled off under national security with all the life extension technologies. None of the public will have access to that except for 0.1%. And the public will be obsessed with gladiatorial sports and diversions and distractions and poisoned and dumbed down and chemically lobotomized while the elite are going off world. And that's only in the first phase of this. And that's why Newsweek says the thinking man's thinking man, Al Gore's new plan for the planet. And his plan is we aren't in it. His plan is global high-tech dictatorship criminalizing human life. Carbon dioxide, the 5.5 pounds you exhale every day. You are a carbon criminal. You are a carbon-based life form. This is a tax on carbon-based life forms. It's the ultimate sick joke. And listen, listen to this analyst on CNBC, where he admits, oh, global government, new world order, you know, new global currency, because we're consuming too much. What are the American people going to live off of? What are we going to do? It's our fault, he says. No, we were the greatest, most wealthy nation, the greatest savings nation, and in 50 years, we're the greatest debtor nation. Fractional reserve banking did this. So let me explain. The banker system has taken over, and their hobby is eugenics. They have a religion of greediness. Here it is.
You get, I guess, an alignment under a global world government, a new global currency, and a new world order. So we may be moving towards that.
Talk to us a little bit more about this currency crisis you see erupting. What does that assume about what's going to happen to the dollar?
Well, it assumes that the dollar will utterly get destroyed and become virtually worthless. You know, we have a combined, well, I mean, here's what we know. We know that if you can produce something, that this game that we have going on in the United States and on a planetary basis cannot perpetuate itself forever. We've got a $65 trillion negative net worth. We cannot possibly meet with our health care costs and our indulgent society, which we have in the United States. We can't put that against the unit labor cost of a China that can produce something at $1 an hour versus $24 an hour with health benefits and, you know, all that that's built into there. So how does that inevitably resolve itself? Well,
we're seeing it resolve itself. So you're saying the U.S. needs a softer, weaker, more competitive dollar. Partly because of this whole wage disparity, but then again, overnight we had the productivity numbers out, 9.5%. I mean, that makes up for a lot, although at that kind of rate, it's probably not sustainable.
Yeah, it's not sustainable. It's a great number, and we love to see people productive. I mean, let's get going. I love it. But how do you create a global marketplace so that everybody benefits, so that the standard of livings are not so great, so that you don't have this mad rush to deplete the world's resources, which is kind of what we have now? What are the initiatives that have to be carried through? And the Western economies, the United States, Europe, Canada, we don't have resources. Neither does a lot of Asia, to be quite frank. So yeah. I don't know what they're going to do with all those reserves.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. So they get us totally dependent, and then the very globalists that get us dependent destroy our system. They come in and say the answer is more globalism. You can't see it because it's radio, but on TV he says you don't have incomes that are so high, and he pushes his hands downward. See, that's a good thing. Because that's using up the planet's resources. With manufacturing and science and technology, we could all be living like kings. But these people don't want that. You understand, ladies and gentlemen? We'll come back, get into the dollar, continuing its plunge.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
So mind-blowing to see open world government being announced, a group of criminal banks that everyone admits are criminal, openly setting up world government. They run. We will pay taxes on all human activity to them. They will be able to selectively enforce and decide who can have a business, who can have a company, who can travel. They're openly announcing taxes on farms, ranches, all wildlife, all of the animals you own, your dog, your cats, anything that eats meat will have a carbon tax. They're worshiping Al Gore cynically as a god, giving peace prizes to Obama, who continues secret arrest, secret torture, expands wars. It's just all a sick, sick, in-your-face, over-the-top joke. And then on NPR and CNBC and program after program, I now hear them saying what I read in UN documents 12, 13, 14 years ago, that this is all about teaching us to not use too many resources. I mean, I remember 5, 6 years ago listening to NPR when my wife would have it on cooking dinner at night with the kids running around, and they would say, soon we're going to have a global meltdown, and that will teach Americans and Westerners not to use so many resources. This new carbon tax is going to help us learn to live within our means. And the whole thing's being run by bankers who are, you know, the lowly ones are billionaires. It's all made up. They know carbon dioxide isn't bad. They know humans don't even contribute more than a couple percentage points to carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. They know the Earth is at a low point of carbon dioxide. They understand all this. These aren't idiot liberals. These are murdering criminal eugenicists. I've read their own internal handbooks and textbooks. In my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we posted all their own statements. This is not my opinion. These people are pure evil. And reality is a lot more radical than fiction. And the public is too cowardly to admit this to themselves or to do anything about it. And that's why we're all going to get hurt really, really bad by these control freaks and all of their mindless camp followers. It's now in the Associated Press and the London Guardian that Al Gore's new movie coming out is forging a new global religion. Why do you think Oprah Winfrey has got a million-member church based in Africa that's all about earth worship? These people aren't worshiping the earth. They understand people like religion. They understand it's a great way to control people. And you're going to get arrested, folks, if you say carbon dioxide isn't poison. They're calling for it in Europe and the U.S. now. They're trying to introduce legislation. They're calling it climate denial. These people are unbelievably calculating. It's a cult. It's a death cult wrapped in the green environmental movement. Oh, you're for the birds and the bees, aren't you? Then lay down and die. Let me have your resources. And Rob Jacobson, one of my video editors, he bought, as I've told you, he bought at Whole Foods a copy of The Case for Killing Granny on the newsstand about how great eugenics is. And he said to the girl, he said, isn't this horrible? And she said, no, I think it's great. He said, yeah, but they want to kill you too. And she said, I know, that's good. I need to be killed. And he said, are you serious? She said, yes, I want to die for the earth. Folks, these people are a death cult. They're everywhere. They've got their people in positions everywhere, and they love it. They love it. The low-level people are just a bunch of control freaks who want power but can't have it, so they're drawn like moths to a flame to killing people and controlling people and cutting off resources. And they're the type of person that it doesn't matter if there's 20 pizzas, they only want you to have one piece. They're into it. Oh, my God, these people are right out of hell, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm going to stop ranting. The toll-free number to join us on air about the health care bill passing the House, the dollar plunging, gold exploding to all-time records, 1-800-259-9231. It's so weird to be inside the New World Order now as they openly announce they may shut down the web and Homeland Security and NSA are taking over the Internet, and as they openly announce they're federalizing all the local police departments, and as they merge regular army with local police and liaison and intelligence bureaus, and here in Austin they have an army PSYOP colonel running the environmental carbon tax locally, laughing that it's an intelligence operation in the paper. I mean, just FEMA camps being built. They got a FEMA camp in Taylor, Texas, north of me. I mean, I'm living in the Twilight Zone here. People are dropping dead to the left and right, having seizures, having convulsions from the swine flu shot. Everyone loves it, is injecting it with pleasure. Actually, 70%+ of Americans are saying no, but the media keeps like announcing body snatchers are good. You know, it's like the body snatchers. I'm living in the body snatchers, but it's not aliens from planet Klindathu doing this to us. It's our own stinking species. All right. I apologize to Ted Anderson. I've had him on hold for 30 minutes while I've been ranting. And I wanted Ted to give us a report as a 30-year gold and silver broker, one of the best and most competitive in the country, on what's happening. Here's AP today. Gold price hits record highs. Dollar wanes. It power surged to $1,109.50. That's over $9, the all-time record set last week. My God, and the dollar plunged to an all-time record low. And they suddenly started announcing world government all over TV. And now yuppies will saddle up to me and say, yeah, I know this world government. It's what we need. I've been hearing that the last few years. You fools. Just keep drinking the tap water, you idiot. Don't you even care about your little kids? Don't you even care about your own family? No. Yuppies are part of the religion of worshiping government and the power system and feeling like they're part of the power system. Let's go to Ted Anderson. Ted, I wanted to get you up because you've got some news on what's happening. Ted Anderson.
Well, yeah, Alex, you reported last week that the IMF had planned to sell 403.3 tons of gold, and India picked up 200 of those tons of gold. Sri Lanka is now getting into the market with their central banker and buying gold. Just no matter where you turn, the countries are turning away from the U.S. dollar and they're going to gold. The dollar is taking a tremendous hit today, already down 1%, which is a huge amount. It's been incredible what's been going on here. I mean, all the news that I pull up here. Here's the International Business Times, and it just says gold continues to rise to uncharted numbers on Monday, currently at 1109.3. Gold has now gone up over to 1010. So it is a strong market at this time, and there's no question about it. The dollar is going to be falling, and foreign investors are going to be getting away from the dollar. It's really sad. I mean, U.S. Treasuries used to sell to places like China, India, Europe. You know, we used to be able to finance our economy through this process. We can't do that no more. They don't want it.
Well, Ted, did you hear CNBC? And it's, again, I'm seeing this everywhere now. I've got four of these clips, different TV channels last week saying, oh, yeah, world government, we've consumed too much, we're bad. Not, oh, private banks came in and made us debtors so they could consolidate the economy, as their own statements admit. You know, no talk of arresting the bankers, no talk of the establishment getting in trouble. No, they're going to seize health care as a new tax. They're seizing all the major industries. They're going to decide who can have a job and who can't. They already decide with GM who gets to keep their dealership open. If you make a contribution to the Democrats, you get to keep it open. I mean, this is mafia government. And even Dennis Kucinich, who's an admitted real socialist, voted against the health care bill, saying this is a banker bailout. This is a scam. This is a fraud. Look, I'm against Dennis Kucinich's social model, but this isn't even socialism. This is just a robbery. Everything is a robbery now. And the mindless left loves it and feels like they've had a big victory. The right wingers are all jumping around. Oh, great. Republicans will get elected now. The Republicans had their own plan, as Ron Paul's written about, and so has Judge Napolitano, that was almost as bad. I mean, we are in deep trouble, Ted. We are in deep, deep, deep trouble.
Yeah, there's no question about that. We're in deep trouble. I mean, you look at that health care plan, and it's like the government doesn't even recognize or understand or have any capacity to even think about the fact that they're driving this country so far into debt that the taxpayers can no longer afford it. They think that, no big deal, we'll just turn to the Federal Reserve System and have them print the money, and we'll use that to spend into the system. Either that or they just don't understand economics entirely. And this passage of this new bill, health care, is going to kill the dollar. And I don't care which side of the argument you're on, whether if you think we should have free health care or not, the United States system cannot afford this. It can't afford what we have going up to this point. How do you think we can afford to add this expense onto the coffer as well? The United States dollar is doomed. Foreigners know it. It's about time the United States people wake up and figure it out as well. We are sitting in a position right now where every time that there's a problem or any kind of economic stimulus package or any time the government wants some program to be put in front of us, they're just going to go ahead and do it and not even consider the fact that they can't afford it.
You know? Exactly, Ted. Well, that's the whole point. They know we can't afford it. They know they've created a fiat bubble, and the banks get to finance that out of nothing. They get real assets. The name of the game is bankrupt the United States. This is stated. This is their program. It's what Maurice Strong at the UN said they were going to do. You look at Geithner and Paulson and Greenspan and Bernanke. All of them are top contributors to big eugenics funds. The Rockefeller Foundation openly is running the big UN meetings. They're openly running with the Rothschilds. This is Times of London. The big carbon credit bank with Al Gore, who we will pay our money to Al Gore as part of the new private corporate government. The UN's a private corporate system. The WTO's a private corporate system. The IMF, the World Bank. I mean, this is the sickest of the sickest of the sickest of jokes. And now they're passing their health care. But again, the last month, Ted, article after article after article telling everybody that don't worry, it's not going to pass the House. And I said, yes, it is. They're playing possum. That's a tactic. And it passed the House. Same thing with the global greenhouse gas tax. Now it's in the Senate. It's passed committee. Oh, don't worry. It won't pass committee. Now it's in the, out of committee. Folks, they've got articles everywhere telling you that none of it's going to pass, so you don't get upset. So you stand down, and then when it passes, they'll say, oh, don't worry, they're not going to be able to implement it. And then, oh, don't worry, it's not being implemented that strongly. Rupert Murdoch's companies overseas are pro-global carbon tax. Here domestically, they're against it. When Rupert Murdoch puts out videos with all his stars calling for global taxes. We played the audio and video here on the show before. He is now, has the New York Post saying, don't worry, the bill's dead. No, it's not. You just saw the stinking thing pass. It's even easier to pass in the Senate. And again, ladies and gentlemen, that's just an example of the so-called conservative system, how it's totally controlled. We are in a red-level emergency. Ted, tell us what's happening with gold. Midas Resources, gold brokers, owner of this company, great prices. You bought a bunch of gold when it was lower. You're about to run out of that. Tell us what's happening with gold, what you've got right now, how long you can hold it with gold going above $1,109.
Well, I can tell you it's not hard to buy gold when it was lower because every time you buy it, it goes up lately. That's all you know. It's hard to lose when you're in the long position. You own it. Well, francs did go up a little bit. The francs are currently at 246, and they had increased from that 238 level. The British sovereigns went up too. They went from 293 to 299. You know, I can't hold back the prices forever. They're running away from you. If you're looking at getting into gold and silver, I would suggest that you act now. A few of the things that are still around that you can buy at a reasonable price. Again, from the lower prices before are the Walking Liberty halves at $869. I'm still holding the Lakotas at $22.30. Alex, we have U.S. Eagles, we have Maple Leafs, we have bars of gold, Pam Swiss, we have, I mean, just a long plethora of various different things that we carry on inventory that we have picked up the prices that were from previous times. I mean, it doesn't take much. Gold
okay,
right
so
up another
you're saying
$10.
You've sold out of gold, you bought at the 1020 level a few weeks ago. Where is gold factored in now in the market? What type of savings are you passing on?
Well, see, the thing is the last time we were picking up the gold, it was closer to $1,050 an ounce. Now it's at $1,110, so it's still $60 under market. It would be nice to say that this is something that I picked up 2 months ago, but unfortunately it's not that. This is what occurred last week. You know, the market is just moving forward and it's getting away from people. I know there's a lot of people out there listening right now that are on the fence wondering as to whether or not they should move with their IRA or whether they should get out of their stock or their bond or whether if they should take this money out of the bank and put it into gold and maybe I can get a little better time later. You can't do that. I mean, the dollar's dropping and it's dropping fast. Anybody that's been sitting on U.S. paper currency and is watching this dollar fall like it is has to now recognize that they are under attack financially. And having gold and silver is one of the best defenses against that attack. I mean, I'm not saying people shouldn't have guns and bullets and food. I think that's very important. But what you have sitting in your bank account currently right now in U.S. currency is going down in value.
Ted, most people don't own any gold or any silver. And so I tell people, tiptoe into it. I mean, we were telling you 6 years ago when gold was $300 an ounce to get into it, we were right. And now when mainline analysts everywhere are talking about $2,300, $2,500, I don't know if it's going to that. You know, but I know this, with a little bit of discretionary income I have as reserves, I buy silver and gold, and when it went up above $1,000, I didn't sell gold I bought at $300. What does that tell you? I don't have this gold as an investment, even though it's been a great investment. I have it as an emergency backup for my family. Ladies and gentlemen, you are insane, as I continue to say. When I said that it was $300, am I right now? Were you insane to not call and buy some gold and silver? There's a video we have of Mark Dice trying to sell people a $1,000 gold coin, 1,100-ounce coin, for $50 just to show that the public doesn't know what gold is. They wouldn't buy it. They love slavery. You don't. At least you are informed out there. Protect yourself today. The brokers are there right now. Ted can only hold this till midnight. It's probably going to go up again tomorrow. It did over the weekend. 800-686-2237. Here's that number. 800-686-2237. Is it a perfect life raft? It's the best one we know of. It's what I got. That's all I can tell you. Is anything bulletproof? Is anything a silver bullet? Silver and gold are as close to that as you're going to get. It's why it's silver. 800-686-2237, whether it's one coin or a thousand coin, Ted has them on hand, ready to ship to you fast. 800-686-2237. Tell them Alex Jones sent you for this special, or you're going to be paying more, and it's still a great deal. They're just going to give you today's prices. This is last week's prices today. 800-686-2237. Please don't procrastinate. 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
And look, it's bittersweet that we've been right about all this, because what we're seeing is the country burning up like a meteor coming into the atmosphere. Tons of news straight ahead. Your phone calls.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
British Empire has gone public about the plan for total world government, the eugenics operation, Maurice Strong, the UN, and the international media is attacking him, saying none of it exists, while simultaneously Ban Ki-moon Secretary General of the UN, is saying, oh, yes, the carbon tax is to fund global government, global governance. So I'm going to play some of these video clips in the next hour. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting the radio in living color at PrisonPlanet.tv at 8 minutes after into the second hour. So we'll have 2 hours and 52 minutes of live television today, simulcasting here with the radio show. Also coming up, officials, U.S. aware of Hassan's efforts to contact Al-Qaeda. Report, Fort Hood shooter Nidal Malik Hassan tried to contact Al-Qaeda, and the CIA knew it. Well, who do you think he was contacting, the idiot? He was contacting the CIA when he tried to contact Al-Qaeda. It's in mainstream British and European news that Taliban and Al-Qaeda are working for the U.S. right now in Afghanistan. Of course, it's all compartmentalized. The troops don't even know who they're fighting. It's all staged because the U.S. forces have to stay there, so there has to be the illusion of a war sitting on top of that $500 billion in opium money a year. Lieberman suggests Army shooter was homegrown terrorist. Yes, see, we've all got to give up our rights and keep the wars going. And everybody's a suspect, but you read the Homeland Security documents, the entire Homeland Security system, and then MIAC and other documents that we leaked to the public, that were leaked to us and that we leaked to the public earlier this year. Gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, we are the main targets of the police state. Continuing, Fort Hood shooting suspect is conscious, talking. The hospital says, funny, they said he was dead for 6 hours. And there were three shooters, and, oh, the story really doesn't add up, does it? But see, it creates the illusion that our military is under attack, the illusion we need to stay in all these wars. So even if he was just some nutbag psychiatrist on a bunch of drugs, turns out the FBI and CIA knew all about it and let him do it. It's a provocateur attack, bare minimum, probably completely staged, just like Gulf of Tonkin was staged that got us into Vietnam, now declassified. Oh, you can't call me a conspiracy theorist on that anymore. It's now declassified. For 4 years, it's been declassified that was completely staged. And we're going to continue into what's happening with the economy. But what I'm going to do first is I'm going to take some of your phone calls when we come back at 1-800-259-9231. And then I'm going to start getting into this Lord Mocton video from C-SPAN as he openly talks about the world government and gets the questions from the audience. So that is coming up as well in the next hour. Then John Ronson, who wrote the investigative piece titled Men Who Stare at Goats, now made into a major motion picture with George. Well, it's got so many people in it. George Clooney and Ian McDermott, the list goes on and on. And we're going to get his take on that film because it ties into the New World Order. Jesse Ventura is on tomorrow, by the way.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.